Amber?
I'm starting a Zoom meeting with the Commission on Reapportionment at 4 o'clock. So if you could just get the phone for the last hour, so that'd be great. Oh, okay, that'd be great.
And did you give me a timesheet last week? There we go. Now we're recording. Good.
Great. Good. Hi, everyone. Good to see you today. It is 4:04 p.m. on February 10th, 2021. And I would like to call this, second meeting, official meeting of the whole body of the Committee on Reapportionment for Ulster County to order.
Oh, there's Donna. So your entire committee is here now.
Great. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Let me pull up our agenda. Okay, so it looks like the first point on our agenda is to approve the minutes from January 28th, 2021. Open the floor for a motion for that.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor of approving the minutes from January 28th, 2021?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. So then the second point of business for the day, as something that we briefly discussed last time, was how we want to interact, gather, and share information with the public, notably the meetings that were suggested with different areas of the county, how we will be going about that potentially in this COVID world, what places we want to be talking to. And I think at this point, this also includes Regis's kind drafting of our website. So I guess I would open the floor to some discussion on locations that, you know, people, what parts of the county do people feel strongly should, you know, have a specific meeting? Should we have one meeting for all residents around the county, or should it be as it were the last 10 years ago prior, when there were specific meetings for specific towns, et cetera?
Well, it might be a little premature to pick out locations for meetings at this point. We may want to start off just by notifying and asking the county legislators and the various political committees what they think of the current districts, and they like them, they dislike them, what issues they have, and start maybe from there. I mean, there may be some areas that have no complaints and others that have complaints. And
yeah, I agree with Ken.
But I think we need to get a feel for what people actually think of the current districts and how they think they're serving them.
Yeah, I agree with Ken. Maybe just put out some sort of feeler to say, you know, this is what we're doing, this is what's going on. If you have complaints, show up to X meeting, and then we can maybe make a decision that way. What does everyone else think?
Fawn, I'm curious to know how you guys chose where to do the meetings 10 years ago. Do you remember?
I think they did them generally in geographic areas. I don't know that they went to every town, but I think they like clumped the towns together in little, like two or three towns at a time. Mm-hmm. I remember we had legislative districts at the time that were multi-member districts, and the towns were whole. So you could hold a meeting in that district and like catch three towns, or something like that.
I guess to me, it seems like a strange ask to make of the Ulster County Legislature, if this is supposed to be about their lines. I would think that this inquiry should be more about the voters and less about the voted in, personally, that if we're going to be asking legislators what they think we should be doing with their boundaries, we're bound to get answers that are, you know, I think as anyone would expect, favorable to their legislative, their, you know, electoral possibilities. Mm-hmm. So to me, if, and I actually don't know how strongly I feel, I'm all for transparency. I don't know how strongly I feel that the charter speaks to having to have public input, but I am far more comfortable with having public input than I am with asking the political parties what we think we should do about a nonpartisan inquiry in legislative boundaries.
I think that's an excellent point. I don't think it could hurt for us to ask them for their opinions, but it, of course, it's ultimately up to us what we do with that information, you know? So like, I think requesting that information, but then being really conscious about the source of the information and how we decide to use it might be like a good compromise between that, because maybe there is some big issue that the legislature is having that we should be aware of while we're going through this process. But I agree with you, Sarah, that we certainly wouldn't want to, you know, make our decisions based solely on what the elected officials are sort of asking for, because it is obviously about the voters.
That's a fair point, Andy. Thanks.
Yeah, and I agree with Andy and definitely with Sarah that, you know, in our first order priorities is the voters themselves and not those to be voted. I also think that somewhere along the line we need to include town municipal officials to see how it works for them. You know, the whether or not because there are some towns that are clustered in threes and fours. Some that have, like the city has separate right now, separate and distinct, and so it's broken up. Whether they feel that there's good communication, so I think that might be another level to think about. But I think the very first would be the citizens, the people represented, I should say, themselves. So I agree with you, Sarah, on that one. And were you thinking about this as a hearing? Because the hearings formally should occur, as I understand reading the charter, after, you know, we would come up with a draft plan.
So I was not, but I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. No, you're fine.
It sounds like 10 years ago there was a pre-public comment on how people felt like their boundaries currently were. Now, as Fawn mentioned, they were reducing the number of districts. So perhaps the public comment was far more required prior to the drawing process, right? But my understanding was that occurred prior to them drawing lines. And we may very well decide that we don't need that, but we do have a lot of time between now and when we are expecting to get data. And I thought perhaps if we were to go that route again, it would be a good time to start getting that public commentary period rolling.
Yeah, I think it's probably not a bad idea because I needed it myself to really understand what it is that we're doing and what happens in redistricting. And that's what I tried to get to in the FAQs. Because it's just a simple way of starting. If I were to ask a group of you know, towns, you know, what do you think of redistricting? They'll say, what is that? Tell me, refresh me. Because it isn't just simply, you know, our arbitrary. We have criteria that we have to follow very closely to ensure that, you know, we do things right. So it's lined up in the charter and also in state and federal law. So there are some strictures that we have to adhere to. And I think that they have to come first. people need to understand the parameters with which we're operating. And so if someone says, you know, they wanted to separate the districts or have every municipality would be its own district, which would be a kind of neat way to do it, but it doesn't follow the rules. So we need to get, in a sense, the ground rules spoken.
I think that's very fair. So information sharing on top of information gathering.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming we're gonna do all these meetings virtually, right? We're not gonna actually go to these towns, we'll just invite them to come to meetings.
I think that's the only way we could really do it these days, unfortunately.
No, that's great. I just wanna make sure that was clear.
I agree, except that I was also thinking the other day, if there's the possibility that vaccines start to become widely available by, let's say, July or August when we get the census information, I think we could have a discussion about how we wanted to handle it. I might personally still be uncomfortable having in-person meetings, but that is sort of on the horizon. And maybe that's just my optimism kicking in that's misplaced.
Well, we really have, Randy, all the way till summer of 22 to really get a draft out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe by that time, I hope by then, you know.
Oh my God, let's hope so.
But hopefully we'll have the public comment by that, because I don't know how I'm going to be taking more public comment in 2022.
If I may, I can tell you how we did it last time.
Please, yeah.
Okay, great. So at every meeting like this, we allowed for public comment at the meeting. We also, there's also the requirement, I'll put this in the chat to everybody. This is the charter language. So you have to hold, basically the charter says hold one meeting on or prior to May 20th of next year.
Of next
year. Draft map. So that's the only requirement, that you have to have one public hearing. You can have as many as you like, mm-hmm. but you have to have one by that date.
Yeah.
And what we did was we did do a regional approach last time. They went physically to towns. Obviously right now you can't do that. So you can advertise and invite public comment as much as you like over Zoom right now, regionally or whatnot, or more specifically or more broadly.
So Robert, they had like a time for public comment at every meeting last 10 years ago?
I think most, I don't know that they always did it, but there was always members of the public at these meetings, mm-hmm. you know, they're taking notes or making comments. I believe people were open to interject. So there were people, certainly people at present. Mm-hmm. I know there are a couple of people on this call right now who were at most of those meetings, Fawn, and I see Mike Baden, who's the NAVA supervisor of the town of Rochester, is here. He was at most of those meetings as well.
And guys, my suggestion would be, if you are going to take public comment, would be if you're not going to do it every meeting, you would perhaps just do it where you put it on your agenda, what particular agenda you're going to take public comment.
Exactly. I agree. Thank you, Clint.
No worries.
Well, perhaps we just proceed in that way and not have it be specific to, you know, like a Saugerties meeting one day and a Marlboro meeting the next month, and just have it an open house policy at the beginning of our meetings for the next few meetings.
Yeah, I mean, we have a big county to work with, so I definitely don't see issue even from my from my standpoint of breaking out the districts in a certain way to at certain meetings. You know, if we don't necessarily go into the meeting and say, let's talk about all 23 districts, let's just say we can go into this meeting, let's talk about these five or three or five districts and, you know, pinpoint it that way. And then, like I said, I feel like then we can invite those townships to come in and say, this is the districts that we're working on. You're more than welcome for public comment. And, you know, because again, it kind of just gets rid of that back and forth. I mean, I'm always open for new ideas and new comments and, you know, things like that. But at the same time, we have to keep progressing forward. So if we say, okay, we're doing Saugerties tonight, and then Saugerties looks great, and, you know, 5 weeks from now, another Saugerties resident comes in and says, well, we don't like it. Not that I'm not saying we can't be open to going back to Saugerties, but there's a reason why we're, you know, structuring it in a certain way. So that way it keeps us on a path. If everyone's okay with that one, that's a suggestion of mine.
Another way to seek input, and I think this was Dennis's idea at the last meeting, to have an email, a general email to the commission that would be accessible to the commission somehow or other. That would be up to IS, I guess. Some way electronically to get feedback on a regular basis. And that can serve as a kind of a commentary, you know, as part of our agenda. This is what we received. These are the themes that were brought up by people, you know, over the course of the past month. So this could be ongoing. So if we had a web page and something that went out to the public to identify who it is that we are and what we're doing and what we're available to hear, people could email us. They could do that anytime, day or night.
We could certainly put out a press release and and invite people if they have concerns about the their county election districts. One of the issues you're going to find is that people will initially come to you and they have issues because we're in, they don't like that we have four assemblymen or four state senators because they don't understand what you're redistricting. That's an educational thing that we'd have to make clear in the press release. And then you could just put the email and if people have, you know, any comments or concerns. Saugerties, for instance, three different legislators represent different parts of Saugerties. New Paltz is like a donut with one it's the only district that's completely surrounded by another district. I think Shangham was cut into three different districts. So those areas might have, you might see more comments from those areas than areas where you have several towns grouped together in one district.
I think the idea of sending out a press release and then having a website where people could submit comments and emails sounds like a very feasible thing to do.
Well, if you give me what you want the email address to be, I saw one of the things they were talking about, like your motto being drawing the lines. It could be drawing the lines at co.ulster.ny.us if you want that to be the email address. The emails would come to me and then I could certainly forward them to all of you, through the county. I don't think they'd be comfortable, the county would be comfortable with someone offsite managing this county email address, but.
I see no reason not to use the county facilities for this, since they're already there.
Absolutely, and if you just tell us what you want it to be called, we can have that set up probably, the next day or two.
And then how are we going to answer the questions that come in?
Well, they would come to me and then I could forward them to you, as a group, you may want to answer them. And some of them may be simple, like how do I listen to the deliberation? And certainly I could answer simple questions like that. But if they have a policy question or something, that could go to you. I would forward everything to you, as a group with my answers.
We don't have to answer the questions.
I'm sorry, Dan, what did you say? Repeat yourself, please.
We don't have to answer the questions.
Right.
We're expecting a lot of input that we can use for our own deliberation, right. But there's no requirement to respond.
Right, but would they understand that?
Well, we could make, just like when you write to your state senator, you get a form reply, thank you for your letter. We will, the commission will review it, your comments.
Well, one of the things we could do with the agenda items is have a general response to emails. And in the course of the month, we would, we could set it up in certain themes. These are the following questions, the themes, and we could prepare a response and have that as part of the meeting.
I think that depending on how many emails we get, that may be quite a bit of work though.
No, that's what I'm saying, to really just sort them into certain areas. And, you know, we don't have to answer 100.
Or perhaps we could just take the emails and rather than answer them via email, we could just invite the people who asked them to come to our next meeting. And then we could discuss it. So I think that if we don't have access to the email system directly, this may get quickly be a very timely process in email crafting.
Good.
It sounds though like we're all in agreement that we should create an email address for the commission, right?
Agreed.
Yeah, we want communication. Yeah.
So I liked Fawn's suggestion of drawing the lines. I also like, Regis, didn't you suggest reapportionment or something like that in your document that you sent along?
Yeah, I did. I had, because it seems to me that the county addresses were four letters, your first initial and the first three of your name. And so I put REAP. Reapportionment, re-up. that's what I suggested, only because I was just following the way emails are seem to be set up for the county.
Yeah, the legislators' emails are now all their first name dot last name.
Oh, they are.
Their full names, the ones that you. But this, you're right. The most county employees are just our first initial and the first three of our last. If it doesn't.
Can.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. It's up to the group. The drawing the lines, if you want.
Drawing the line sounds good, and reapportionment sounds good to me as well. REAP is a little ominous, so I think maybe we can stay away from that.
It is.
I think I'm a little bit partial to reapportionment, just because if someone's familiar with the name of the committee, it's maybe a little bit easier to find the contact than knowing that it's, you know, drawing the lines. But I'm not strong.
I agree. Like you said, a Google search reapportionment is going to come up. Drawing the lines, maybe a little bit further, more difficult.
There's another company drawing the lines that I had noticed when I went through the software. But it was somebody in Pennsylvania, and I didn't know if that went up in Google, if they would get him or us.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I think in that case, since reapportionment is sort of what we're doing, I'll make a motion now to create an email address for the committee. That's reapportionment at whatever the rest of it has to be. I actually don't remember.
NY.us.
That's the one.
I would go along with that. For sure.
And all in favor?
Aye. All in favor. All opposed.
Okay.
My Robert's Rules of Order skills are getting better, but still a little rusty. My apologies, everyone.
Okay, we'll get that set up tomorrow.
Great. So I guess that also lends itself to talking about Regis's website copy, which thank you again, Regis, for putting that together. I thought it was very informative. I guess it just opens up to discussion. Does anyone have any feelings about things to tweak or edit? Or I think also it opens up the possibility that we could have like a subcommittee to discuss. With perhaps Regis leading that effort, if you were so inclined, or people here were so inclined. But perhaps we just want to accept them as is too. So does anyone have any feelings about the website copy as presented or otherwise?
Well, the county sort of has a standard format website. You know, if you go to a department or a committee or whatever, it all kind of follows the same template. And, you know, maybe we ought to consider fitting into one of those standard county templates for the website.
I would bow to Dennis, who's been talking to our IT folks about how the website could be set up. But I don't think anything you had in your list would not be like headshots with personal information wouldn't be a problem, as long as you all have headshots.
How does everyone feel about having a headshot? Not their headshot.
Get one. Please. I personally have to get one, but I feel
it's taken right off of right here.
Yeah, right.
I'll get a better light. I have the.
Has anybody had an opportunity to look at the final report that the commission did in for the 2010 reapportionment? There's a pretty decent layout of the commissioners in that report and a brief bio on them, et cetera, et cetera. So that would be something that you could look at that would say, you know, to set it up on a web page would help. My other sense is never ask a planner what he thinks of the website that the county has, because my sense is we should throw it out and start over. That's beside the point. It's from
Dennis, I knew you were going to say that.
It's from the, I have a continuing battle with my IS department about the status of our website. So, I mean, if you want to break new ground, please feel free to do that.
Can I ask where that report is available? I would love to see it, but I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
I can send you the link.
Thank you.
I'll put it in the chat.
You could. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
Yeah. Right now, the county still has a legislative reapportionment districting committee webpage on there. So, I mean, all you have to do is just update, put in new content if you want. It's easy enough to do it that way. I mean, it needs more direct linking. It's kind of buried, but still very much there.
What is it under, Rob?
I think it was under the
legislature. I'll send the link.
Okay. Under the legislature and reapportionment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Final report is the second link down. But it also says not found. Sorry, the page you're looking for is not available. So.
I'll send you the link that it is available on.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, now that I clicked it, I have lost my Zoom.
I'll see you.
I know you're still there because I can hear it, but.
Well, it says the document's not available.
Correct. Yeah.
So the link's there, but the document's not.
If you
just send another link, that'll actually get you to it.
Yeah, the link opened up. The document opened up for me.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is. Yeah, the second one just opened. Yeah.
And Sarah, when you have a chance to meet host again, I thought I could make you co-host.
Oh, yes. I can't find my Zoom screen at the moment though. So hold on a second. Trying to disconnect from a few things. Something tells me my memory is opening up a window, confused my computer. Hide. Show no available windows.
The Zoom goes out. It's not on like Google Chrome or something like that. It like comes out to like a video. I don't know.
Yeah, it's his own app, but I should, if I say show all windows, you should all pop up and it says nothing's available. So go figure.
We can see you.
Okay, I actually think I might quit, and then Fawn, that will probably kick it back to you anyway, and then I will log right back on.
Do you happen to see a little camera at the on your at the bottom of your?
Yes, I do. But when I say show all windows, it tells me there are no windows. There's something wrong with the program currently.
So if because I've made Sarah the host, if she logs off and we all get logged off, just come back in again.
Can I just, one thing to try quickly, Sarah, is that if the Zoom meeting was in full screen when you clicked on the link, it takes you away from the meeting in a way that is very difficult to find again. Are you in a Mac or a PC?
On a Mac.
Okay. So if you just, in your taskbar or finder bar, if you just find the Zoom icon and click on it just like single click, it may bring you back to the full screen of the meeting.
It does not.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Unfortunately. Oh, I had to click the applications. Okay, now I'm back. Hello. I'm sorry. I had to click a second application link. So anyway, here I am.
It's a My brave. Apologies.
I'm not usually that bad with computers either. Okay, so.
Well, Sarah, going back to what you suggested, maybe having just a little committee to follow up on some of these suggestions and link into the 2010 reapportionment and putting all that together. I would serve on this ad hoc committee, and if I could have one or two people to join me, I'd appreciate it.
I think that might be the easiest way to go about doing this, just so that we're not all in the crafting editing process on these meetings, and then whatever that committee comes up with can be presented and we can all approve of it then. But I think that might be the most efficient way. I am assuming we have to move to make such a subcommittee. Is that the case?
That would be correct.
Okay. So entertaining a motion to create such a committee.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
All in favor?
I'm sorry, who seconded? Was that Andy?
Okay. It was me.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And did you guys specify what that subcommittee is specifically for?
Go ahead, Regis. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think what Sarah suggested was let's look at what's there. And now we have the links to what is there from 2010, and to perhaps shape what some of the ideas that we have right now into that form or not, but let this little committee do its thing and get back to everybody before the next meeting.
So you're going to have a subcommittee to examine the existing webpage and consider options for a new web for a web page for the current committee.
Better said, yes.
And who's on the committee besides Regis?
I can try. I have no problem trying. I'm not great with computers, but I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Try.
So will I. Oh, the same. I'm not that great with computers, but I'll be happy to try as well.
Okay, Kathy, that's great.
Thank you.
And sometimes it's good to have people that aren't good. So when folks of my generation go on that, you know, that aren't good, you'll have already gotten through the glitches. Okay.
Well, thank you everyone for volunteering. Thank you, Regis, Kathy, Donna. Yes. I appreciate that.
I'm assuming we don't need to vote them into the subcommittee. We just accept that as it's okay, great. Thank you, yes, absolutely. And then I think that was really the only order of business today that I had listed.
I have a request for Rob.
Sure.
I'd like a map of the existing districts, maybe a PDF file and like 18 by 24, something I could print out and actually read.
So you want an 18 by 24 version of it? Or something that's, for most people at home, 8 by 11?
I want something I can put right here, Rob. I want right in the back.
Well, I certainly was making poster size last time for everybody, but...
I'm going to make one for myself. I'll tell you that. So I'm not kidding.
There is a map on on the county webpage, and you know it has each of the districts, and then you can just blow up that district. But it is on the county's on the legislators' webpage. If you look down the side for legislative districts, there is a map there, but you may want a bigger one in paper that you could. You know.
Yeah, I want one I can print out on, you know, like 18 by 24. So that's just a PDF file. I mean, I'm sure something Rob could do with
problem. I can send some
listing of the existing districts with their 2010 census counts.
That for me?
Yeah, sure. I can send you out what I put out last time.
One of the first things we will be doing is looking at the new census data and comparing it to the old census. Data.
I think you hit it right on the nose, Ken. Yep, I agree.
And I'd like to get a copy of the old census data, not the data, I mean the counts within the district.
That's on a website, isn't it?
I think Rob may have sent it to us in the previous meeting, because I remember seeing some sort of Excel.
Well, I'd like to get a copy of it sent, preferably in an Excel file, if that's possible. Not go to the website. That's not an answer I want to hear.
I think you may have received it from Robert via email in an Excel spreadsheet after the prior meeting, though. But I'm sure he doesn't mind sending it again.
I'll give you all the data you need.
Thank you, Robert.
Population by breakdown. I have it all. Breakdown by demographics, and I can also send you the map too, so you can.
I would appreciate it as well, Rob, if you could.
24 counts.
Thank you.
So, the interesting thing about, I mean, I know Ken doesn't like to go to websites, and I apologize for directing you back there. But one of the reasons to go to the website is you're looking at a countywide map, but on that website there's also the individual districts maps. And when you pull up the individual districts, you get a level of detail that you wouldn't see on a countywide map. You get all the major roads, you get where the boundaries are in relationship to those roads. Now, it doesn't matter for a lot of districts in the mountains, but as you move into the more urbanized areas, understanding what the commission was doing relative to why they broke things up in certain ways, it may be helpful to look at those detailed maps.
Definitely.
By the way, on going back to that webpage, you can see the schedule of all the places they visited last time is actually there. So you can see how they broke it down last time too.
Any other new business from anyone? Any other questions?
I just make an observation. I was on the Census Bureau website, and they have a lot of webinars, one of which explains the census blocks. And that looked like something that'd be interesting to spend an hour or two going through. I haven't done that yet, but there's a lot of good information out there.
Well, we can certainly give you a primer on the census materials. Rob is, we're a census data affiliate here. So, and Rob's been gone to all the census meetings. We've been involved in the 2010 census, we've been involved in the 2020 census pretty significantly. And so if you need a primer on the various things that the census does, and particularly the census geographies, we can do that for you without sending you to a web page.
I appreciate that, and I'll certainly do that. But I saw that webinar and said, well, that looks like a good entry point, and maybe I'll start there. But I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk about census data over the next 2 years.
Is it on a particular day, Ken, or is it just a webinar that is on demand?
Is it what?
Is it a webinar that you can access at any time and watch, or is it being offered on a specific day and time?
No, well, this was, these are recorded webinars. They're already there. They were given, I suppose, when they were originally broadcast, you could ask questions, but they put them up on the website so you can access them anytime.
Great.
That way you can force fast forward through the parts you don't like.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, the whole process of going through all the map levels, I can do it on I can bring it to our county's level and show you, go macro scale, go all the way to micro scale, and that might help you understand it more. And takes about 5 minutes. So we don't need to spend 2 hours talking about what levels of data are there out there. It's about 5-10 minutes.
Great. Thank you, Robert.
And we are not expecting census data until sometime in July. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So the next question is, do you want to have a monthly meeting between now and July?
I believe.
I can tell you right now, I can't make next month at this time. I know that for a fact. I won't be able to make it at this time next month.
Of course, it'll be 6 o'clock next month and going forward.
Oh, it can be 6 o'clock next month?
Yeah, this is the only one that had to be at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I'm available. I'm available then.
I got us locked into to that time for the rest of the year, and says something glaring from the legislature comes up. But
okay. But is that necessary, other than the discussion about the website? Is it necessary to meet every month if we don't have the census information?
I agree. I don't know that it is, but I do believe that Dennis was expecting some information on the different systems that we would be using.
Oh, right. To make, that's right.
For March, at least.
Right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I think I would.
We need to gear up our information gathering, you know, through the website and the emails and things like that. I mean, that's work that can be done before the census comes in. Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. I said other than the website information.
I think at the very least, it would be helpful to have our March meeting if it
right.
looks like that will be when we have, you know, the vendor presentation, right. et cetera, whatever that is going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree that perhaps we don't need it every single month if, you know, what we're doing is a public comment. Maybe it could be every other month until July.
So
perhaps it's something we can chat about when we get the website copy more set next time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep March and then decide maybe in March if we should have another meeting in April. I'm going to look at the documents of like the website that exists already, even though I'm not on that subcommittee, as well as the report, and try to look at the districts a little bit more, because I think going back and seeing what's already in existence will be really helpful for us to determine what next steps we might need to take. And I think this is a nice period of time where we've got some time to think about it and gather information in a really calm way, because we're like super not under the gun. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be good.
I agree.
Fawn, is there anything else that you guys wished you had had more time to do last time? Because we've got the time now. So like, is there any other prep work that we could be doing?
Great question.
Yeah.
I mean, like I was one of the people sitting in the audience the last time if they were making these decisions. I think Rob and Dennis probably have more insights into what was happening behind the scenes, but they were on a much, much tighter timeline than you
were. Yeah. Right. I mean, last time what ended up happening was many maps were produced by people in the committee. And then ultimately we sat down and we went literally block by block with me making a map heads up while we watched it. What we can do this time is we can still do that, but we can focus on what you need to have to figure out is how you want to do it, whether you're going to have one person sitting at a computer, you're going to say, hey, let's look at that scenario or look at that scenario, or if you're going to have pre-prepared scenarios and then post them for comments or for your own feedback and have, you know, me or whoever focus on those scenarios. So it's a lot of back and forth. I mean, what we do have time for is more focused looking at the map and tweaking it. There's a lot more tweaking time. We're not under the gun. We did that in one day.
It's a long day.
Wow. So that's how under the gun we were last time. We have over a year this time. So we do have that.
I also got a challenges list. I mean, we're not starting with multi-member districts and trying to make single member districts. We're kind of starting with a, you know, solution already.
Right. I mean, the population numbers right now might be plus minus 300 more than they were last year. So they might be more significant changes than you think, but you at least have the building blocks, which you can work from.
Yeah. We have a starting point. I think.
Yeah. Well, like Ken said, go ahead, Dennis. Sorry about that.
Sorry. You know, I mean, yes, you do have building blocks and there's certainly a tendency to use those, but you can also treat this like a zero-based budgeting approach, which says justify everything. So you can go back and basically say, these districts are what were here in the past. We're going to justify it from the start in terms of whether we want to go that route or a different route. I mean, you can do that. And there's certainly the technology is out there to do that rather rapidly as well. There's a tendency to say we can treat this, but there's also, you know, given what you may hear from the public is that why don't we just start over and see what comes out?
I actually
it may lead us to the same location, but it's the same basic principles, but it also may lead you in a different direction as well.
I think you should look at as many scenarios as possible. We were more concerned. So we had to focus on very few. So I would open it up and really look at it from the ground up.
I kind of like what Ken suggested about getting the data and comparing it and seeing what, see what it looks like. And then, like you said, we can move from there. But I definitely want to compare the last one to this one for sure.
And I don't think the districts, I mean, Andy, who's probably the best expert in what gerrymandering looks like artistically, when you look at the districts, I don't think there was a lot of gerrymandering.
Oh, no, these districts are a dream, Fawn. They look, I haven't actually looked at the population numbers, but the straight lines and the no like weird little arm reaching over to the neighbor, like they're a real dream, real treat to see.
I don't know if anyone remembers our old congressional district from my childhood, but that was all over the place like that.
Yes, so. That was insane.
My sister went away 3.5 hours to school, 3.5 hours away from home, and she was still in the school, in the congressional district.
So. She was in that one little octopus arm?
She was in so yeah, it was like the little tip of the octopus arm, like the finger. But no, hopefully we will not be doing that in this.
Yeah, let's just not do that.
I don't advise that. Committee. Okay, any new business? Any other new business? Or any other questions? Which then leads us to old business.
One thing, and I'm not sure where to throw this in, I don't want you to adjourn yet. I just want to clarify that the next meeting, Donna is going to be our rotating chair. Andy's going to be our vice chair for that. And then the agenda item I have really is just getting the vendor presentation from Dennis, and then maybe any feedback from our folks working on the website. And by then I'll have the email set up and we can see if, you know, any email came in.
Great, thank you, Fawn. Yeah, that's definitely how I envision our next meeting's agenda after our discussion today.
How did you guys publish the information about the email address and the website the last time? Is there, like, how do we want to be doing publicity about our efforts?
It was calendared, it was noticed, just like it is now. We put notices out. The public, there is a segment of the public like Michael and myself and other people who are like junkies for this, and we follow it. I'm sure some of you would fall into that category. I know when they went out to different places, they announced it and it was in the press. Like I say, if we can set up an email address, and if we want to see comments on the current districts, we could put out a press release.
Okay, perfect.
That asked for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we ought to put that on the agenda for the next meeting, is to finalize a press release.
Okay.
To send out.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there an example of a previous press release that we could start from and modify to bring up to the current date?
Probably not. Okay. But I do press releases where we're seeking information from the public all the time. So I'll draw something up and
thank you.
We'll go from there.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you, Fawn.
Pick off the website and the email address and start getting information back from the public.
Yep. Great.
And you may get some more, I know there's one particular school teacher who teaches political science very close to my heart, my daughter, who has already asked her students, some of them to who might be interested in this to follow along. So, we may get, more things like that. It's an interesting year. I think a lot of people with the last couple of election cycles have gotten very tweaked, into like learning about this and how it happens. And so we might get, some more people following us that because of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great. Any other further business to discuss? Fawn, do I need a motion to adjourn or can I just adjourn? Like,
we're hearing none, you need to call for a motion to adjourn.
Okay, can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Can I get a second?
Don't move.
Second.
Okay. And then.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed.
Okay. So before you leave, Sarah, you need to make me the host.
I believe I did that.
Oh, no, you made Ken Panza the host.
Oh, no. If this isn't a statement on not having a rotated chair.
It's just
exactly.
Ken, can you do the drop down under and make me the host before you leave?
Well, I've never done that before.
If you click at the bottom, there's a button that says participants 14. If you click on that, it should pop.